let me introduce to you Sumi Wang, director of Suntech UK. They're a specialist company determined to bring innovatively designed products to UK customers to improve convenience, efficiency, enjoyment, and the quality of people's lives. They are the designers and inventors of eFoldy, which is a wonderful mobility scooter and winner of the British Invention of the Year 2016. Good afternoon, Sumi.
Good afternoon, Neil.
First of all, the idea spanned around your father, who was engineer for China's National Acrobatic Troop for over 20 years. Just explain how that came around.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up, you know, together with my eccentric father, and then he has always been the kind of person that people will see not quite normal. He always has his weird ideas. When I say weird, he might think of, you know, inventing his own instrument, or, you know, did his own radio and everything. So he doesn't really do the normal things, like, you know, taking me out or go shopping. He never did that in his life. But yeah, I have been really proud of him doing things that normal people don't do, and one of them would be the invention of the eFoldy.
You come about that. I was reading that he had an injury, and this is how it came about.
Yeah, he has always been an inventor by profession. So over his more than 20 years of working with the Chinese National Acrobat Troop, he has been inventing more than hundreds stage properties. But then, about 3-4 years ago now, he was testing one of the equipment. He was too excited. He just didn't notice there was a bump on the floor, so he actually fell over and then sat on his own leg. So he broke his left leg, and he was confined. He couldn't move anywhere, and he just thought he was trying to find a mobility scooter on the market that can easily packed and then take him around when he needed to, you know, taking out a car boot or take to the public transport. But we failed to find anything like that. And he just thought, okay, I'll design one for myself then. So that's how this all started.
That's how inventions start, isn't it? You don't really know anything until something happens. You say, oh, I just need to do that. That's what I'll make.
Yeah.
And you suddenly realize it's a first. And you've done so much with that from this point onwards, because you've won the coveted title British Inventors Project eFoldy, also won a stand at the 2017 Gadget Show as well, from appearing this year, and just this wonderful award, which is thrilling. Tell us a little bit about the eFoldy.
Initially, eFoldy was only designed for, you know, my father's own need. But while he was riding on the streets, especially when people saw how easy it could be folded and then put in the car boot or take on the underground or train or even plane, he actually flew here twice with eFoldy. He just drove it straightly to the cabin door, and then he just folded it. And then the crew will take care of that. He just sat there. When he landed here in Heathrow, they gave that back to him. He just, you know, rode all the way out to the you know, custom control. When more and more people saw it, they just say, oh, where did you buy this? This is fantastic. That's the thing I'd like to have. And then they realize there isn't anything on the market. And around the same time that I wasn't very well before, I was working for the university in London, but I got this problem with vertigo. I couldn't really, you know, open my eyes or, you know, did some normal things. So I had to actually say goodbye to my great job in the university. And when I gradually get back onto my feet, I thought I could choose to go back to the university, or I might be able to develop the product further to help more people move around easily. That's why we started to talk about options or how we can do this. And so after about 2-3 years of working fully on this, that's where you can see this product. And we were so thrilled that we were actually was a finalist to be given a stand for this year's Gadget Show. We were selected from about 300 contestants to be one of the 20 finalists. We were so happy. So we were there kind of trying to give people how this new invention can help them. And we were not actually expecting to win the, you know, British Invention of the Year. So yeah, we were just over the moon when we first heard.
What was that moment like when Jason Bradbury introduced you as the winner?
Really emotional, to be honest. You know, thinking back, it all started from my dad broke his leg and myself, you know, lying in hospital. And those years, if I'm thinking back, that was the darkest year in my family. You know, it's not only myself, it's affecting my whole family, including my son. I think this is really good just to think, you know, the other way, how something really unfortunate can turn out to be kind of a lead to something beautiful and to help more people.
Originally, you got funding help from Reigate and Banstead and East Surrey College here. Explain how that happened. And then you've also started to raise funds now with your new Kickstarter campaign.
Yes, exactly. I'm really grateful to the Reigate and Banstead Council. You know, before I was just an engineer, I was working in the university. I didn't know anything about doing business. So after I came out from hospital, you know, starting to be able to move around, I just searched online to see, you know, what I can do, how to help to bring this product to the market. And I was fortunate, I saw the learning lunch organized by the Reigate Banstead Council. So, I just sent an email to Cass, and she said, oh, you invite me along, you know, just there is a meeting, actually, the day after I sent her the email. So I went there and started to talk to her about the idea, and then I met Simon, I met Chancellor Humphrey, and they were really helpful. They're just really enthusiastic. They say, you know, we should help you to do this. So I'm really grateful. I went there to the meeting, and then they enrolled me to the Entrepreneur Academy that was actually organized in East Surrey College. And yeah, I was thrilled that I won the Academy Award, and I was given the fund to partially pay for the patent fee that I filed at the end of last year. And yeah, if I didn't have that patent registered, I wouldn't be able to enroll it for the Gadget Show Live, you know, the British Invention of the Year. So it's, yeah, I cannot express how grateful I am, you know, to the council.
Now, really, to develop this, you've got to get this Kickstarter campaign underway. You need to raise another £90,000.
I know, yes. During the years for the development, the one you see now in front of you, that is already the fifth prototype we have been developing, and we have also been using our own savings, you know, my family savings, my parents savings, and we are come to the point that we couldn't really have any more to actually spare in there. And to actually set up as a full production, it's a lot of capital required to do the molding, the tooling, and putting it to the market. So we started to think about a better way to actually get eFoldy to help more people, is to invite people to help us to bring this product to the market, hence the Kickstarter campaign. And what I'm really happy about is that there are so many people, you know, when they came to me, they say, oh, I have been looking this for something like this for years, we couldn't find one. And we got a couple actually flying from Northern Ireland just to, you know, to help us. They purchased it on the day when we were at the Gadget Show.
That's absolutely fantastic. Now, what we're going to do now, Sumi, is we're going to play some tunes, take a few adverts, and then we're going to go with the whole show live outside, where we're going to just flip open this wonderful mobility scooter you've invented, and we're going to have a go.
Yeah, let's
live
do
on
that.
The radio outside.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's exciting. So this is live radio, folks. We don't know how it's going to happen, but it will happen. It's Suzy Radio 103.4. We've moved outside of the studios, and I'm with Sumi. Hi.
Hello, Neil. Hello, everyone.
Right, we've got the suitcase, which is like a trolley at the moment. It's on wheels, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's just, you know, like a suitcase. You can easily wheel it along, and then you have the pockets and components that you can put your storage in as well.
Right, first of all, the next first thing to do this is just open this wonderful little device up.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's very quick and easy. Sumi is just clicking it all together. You can just about hear the clicks as we go. And it's done.
Yeah, it's done. Do you want to have a go?
Why not? Let's do this live on Suzy Radio. So I go on here. What do I have to do, Sumi?
You simply just sit back, put your feet on there.
Yep.
And that's the power. Turn it on. And just, yeah, the right hand is throttle. So if you are turning it towards
here
you.
Here we go. Yes, yeah. Turn towards me. And off we go. Mind your toes. Here we go. Just up around the studio here. Oh, it's very powerful. It's taking the little slope outside the studio very, very well. Whoa. Very quick. And it's got a little handbrake as well. Which is
yes.
Like, it's yeah. Very comfortable and very, very simple.
Yeah. And you actually have the light.
Yeah.
And you also got the indicator turning left or right. It will having the display at the front and
bleeps
at the
as well.
Back. Yes. And you also got the horn. So literally, yes, you can ride it on the road and on the pavement. We do design different speed to accommodate different needs.
Now this comes under the same rules as a mobility scooter, doesn't it?
That's right. Yeah, we designed the whole thing to obey the UK law, you know, for mobility scooters. So that's why we have a switch.
On the
here.
Back there, yes.
Yeah.
It's a kill switch.
Yeah, you can change it to the 4 miles per hour for the pavement, right?
Yes.
Or the 8 miles per hour.
For the roads.
Yeah, for the roads.
So it's got a speed restriction for when on the pavement.
That's right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So we just have a quick whiz around here once again. Here we go. Round we go. Turns very, very tightly, very ideal for shopping. And it's very quick actually. I'm loving this to bits. Superb. I want one. I definitely want one.
Yeah. Good.
So,
so you're
going to
back us.
And I switched off.
Yes.
So it's now safe. I can get off very easily. And this is the bit where you have to fold it up again, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you want to see how it folds to a chair as well?
Yeah. Go on then.
Yeah. Let's do that.
So it's got another mode as well. So we can use it as a chair, as Sumi's told us. In here, things have been clicked around very quick. There we go, up on end, and just remove it. And the handlebars fold underneath the seat very, very quickly indeed. And down it goes, and there we have a chair. That is brilliant.
Yes, because when my dad, you know, start to riding it around, sometimes he just find it's easier to fold it to a chair, you know, to wait for the bus, or you know, when he was sitting on a train or underground, it's just so easy when you can have the function that can be folded into a chair so you can rest it down. And now there are many people thinking of other use of a chair, you know, if they go to the festival outdoor or camping, yeah, or fishing, they could ride this to, you know, where they're gonna fish, or you know, they have the show, and then fold it to a chair. They can just simply sit and enjoy. And when they need to go back to their car, they fold it into a scooter and ride back.
Fantastic. So we just got to put it back now to suitcase mode.
Yes.
From the chair mode, which is very easy. We just close the back down.
It's got I should have pointed out that you could actually charge your iPhone or, you know, Kindle or whatever.
USB sockets.
That's right, yeah. Because literally you are holding a super power bank with you whenever you go.
Fabulous. This is just absolutely fabulous piece of technology here. And it's live outside the Suzy Radio studios. We're on 103.4 outside the studios at the moment. And there we have it. Back to suitcase mode. Sumi, let's resume back into the studios. An absolutely brilliant piece of equipment. And we're delighted to have it here at Suzy Radio, which is absolutely gorgeous to have it here. And we're just enjoying it. Right, let's take a little bit more music. And then we'll have a final chat to Sumi in a moment. We've returned to the warmth of a nice, cosy studio. Sumi, it's been an absolute delight. It's been marvellous, and what a fine invention. And local as well. You're from Redhill.
That's right. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us here on Suzy Radio 103.4. It's been absolutely brilliant, and good luck with the raising the money for your Kickstarter campaign to really get this invention launched. And what a great day, or great week, I should say, for inventors in the local area here around Redhill, Reigate, Tawley, Crawley.
Thank you very much. If anyone would like to have more information, they can easily get onto our website, which is www.efoldy.com. efoldi.co.uk, and efoldi spells E-F-O-L-D-I. And also they have any information, you know, if they have any question, they are always welcome to ask me.
And if you're following the Suzy Radio Twitter feed, you'll see the eFoldy links there as well. It's eFoldy underscore world, okay, is the address you need to go to. And it's all on the links from the tweets we've been putting out all morning. Photos will be up very, very shortly. Sumi, thank you very much for joining us from eFoldy World.
Thank you very much for inviting me here.